You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today is a good day. I just want to take a deep breath and release. Oh, yes, because I need to take a deep breath today. Today's just been one of those days, and I just feel so blessed to have with me today the beautiful Wendy Darling. This woman is just so beautiful, and the work that she's done over the many years is phenomenal. And so I'm so excited that she's joining me for part two today. I'm a psychologist. I have been practicing mental health for over 23 years. And the one thing that I think I want people to take away from the work that I do is that everyone is enough, is worthy, and is deserving of living a good life and receiving all of the good that comes into their life. And so for so many that I work with, there's so many limiting beliefs. There's so many feelings of hope and despair because they feel like they don't have time, or they can't make the change, or they don't even know where to start to make the change. And that's the thing that I find so fascinating about the work that Wendy does, is that she really is a transformational expert. And one of the things that I use with my patients is CBD. I am a daily user of CBD. And what I've learned about CBD is that it is not marijuana. It doesn't get you high. It actually comes from the hemp plant, which is one of the species of the cannabis plant. And every human being has an endocannabinoid system. Every human being walking. And the endocannabinoid system has receptor sites in every organ of our body. And what the endocannabinoid system does is it helps us regulate and create homeostasis. And so when you take CBD daily, you get a full body benefit of relaxation, of focus, of really just helping your body regulate and align and get back into balance. And so that's just one thing that I feel strongly about that I share with all of my patients. Another is really the belief that you can change. You have the potential within you to change. And that's really what I want to talk about today. And so I'm welcoming my guest again, Wendy Darling, back for part two. She was on the most recent podcast that I have. She was on doing part one. And so I'm just excited that she's back again. And I'm just going to say a little bit about Wendy. She has over 35 years of experience in relationships, and again, transformational results expert. She is a speaker, a seminar facilitator, a management and organizational development consultant, master healer, and coach. She has created a unique and innovative system called the Miraculous Living Method, and it allows people to get the results that they want with greater ease and speed. She works with all facets of relationships, and she trains and certifies coaches and practitioners in her programs and methodology. She formerly hosted two of her own radio shows and has been featured in Forbes as well as numerous other publications. She is the number one best-selling author of Create Your Miraculous Life, It's Never Too Late, and The Miracle That Is Your Life. Again, she repeatedly is referred to as their by her clients as their personal fairy godmother, and assists them in turning their dreams into reality, regardless of where they are in their life. And I love the name of the book, Create Your Miraculous Life, It's Never Too Late. Welcome, Wendy. Thank you so much for giving of your time.
Oh, absolutely. I'm delighted to be back with all of you.
And so I was just mentioning to her that, you know, as a psychologist, as a mother of three, a wife, you know, it's just this concept of it's never too late, you know, you want to grab onto. But sometimes I feel like there's so much I want to do and there's not a lot of time in my day to do it. And so I just wanted you to kind of maybe speak to a little bit of that, of really how do you put things into perspective and prioritize?
Well, I think you're hitting the nail right on the head that you have to put things in perspective. We tend to put our time, our energy and attention into those things that we value the most. So if you value video games and playing, you know, looking at your email, guess where your time's gonna go? And also if you're avoiding doing things that you know you need to do, those can be very convenient distractions in our world today. So I don't buy into that you don't have enough time. There are always ways to find time. In fact, if there's really something that you have wanted for a long time, but you haven't done anything because you're saying you just don't have any time, when I work with people, we find the time. Because there's something within you, it's a desire that is really wanting to come out and be birthed. And even if it's a smaller amount of time at first, you start nourishing that. And by nourishing that desire that you really have been wanting to do, guess what starts to happen? You know, you start having better perspective of your time. You start prioritizing your time differently. You know, for example, I can't tell you how many times I said, yeah, you know, I'm going to go to the gym. This is way before COVID. And oh, look at that. I don't have any more time. But when I myself, or when I recommend that you structure your time and you treat yourself like your very best client or customer, because we would never think of standing one of our best clients or customers or any of them up. Why do we allow that to happen for ourselves? And so when you start giving yourself what you probably have been giving others, the rewards are exponential. Because first of all, you're going to feel better about yourself. You're taking better care of yourself. You're nurturing something that's very near and dear to your heart, and you're spending time doing it. And it may, as I said, it may not be a lot of time, but what's also interesting, it's kind of like income taxes, you know, or something that you don't necessarily love to do, but you know you have to do it. I always have a starting time and an ending time. And I don't necessarily expect myself to finish everything in one sitting. And I think that's the other thing. You know, sometimes we say, oh, I've got all this time today. Well, how did you schedule it? How did you structure it? It's just like what I was talking about. If you don't schedule something, both beginning and end, there's too much of a chance that you're going to waste time and energy. But when you have a starting and an ending type, you will be amazed at how productive you can be in that short amount of time.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that, because I think having a starting and ending point puts you in a mindset of, I'm going to get done as much as I can in this time period, because I know it's just a snippet of time, as opposed to indefinite amount of time. That's definitely one of the limiting beliefs that I have, not enough time. And so that's why I love this concept of it's never too late, because in the book, you tell stories of all of these people who have these miraculous experiences when they thought it was, they didn't have enough of time, or it was impossible, or they missed that opportunity.
Yeah, there's no such thing. And I believe that when I first started writing the book, Create Your Miraculous Life, It's Never Too Late, it was last year during the pandemic. And I was also 69, rapidly seeing 70 approach. I can say that, yes, it's happened. I survived. It's all good. And yet there was so much more I want to still be doing and experiencing, both personally and professionally. And I knew so much, so many others were struggling, especially during the pandemic. And if you had listened to our other interview, you also know or don't that my son became very ill during this period of time. And so attention willingly was given to him. And I also dug deep. And quite honestly, it was a conversation I had with my publisher, who happens to be one of my best friends. And I could tell that It's Never Too Late was not it. You know, you can really feel, you know, when you've landed on your title or whatever it is you're working on. And she just kind of looked at me and she said, Wendy, you know, you're kind of in the miracle business. She said, look at what happened when you wrote your first book, which was called The Miracle That Is Your Life. And so I don't know quite how I managed to get myself into this conversation. Although today I actually feel very humbled, because I feel that I was guided to open the conversation up about miracles. And first of all, I know they're everywhere. And who hasn't been, me included, that you needed a miracle to happen of some sort, that you were really down in the dumps, you were hurt, something happened, you didn't know how you were going to pay that next bill. And it's like, it's when we surrender. And quite honestly, when we don't surrender prior to that, that's when we get taken to our knees. Something more extreme happens. Because when we surrender to open ourselves up, and welcome all the love and life and miracles that are really trying to come to you, ah, it gets really sweet. But you know, there's been a lot of attention on the power of the mind, which is critical. And my process actually goes a little different, that I work with empowering beliefs, because my process takes away the undercurrent of what we would typically call limiting beliefs. And it retrains the mind to actually work for you instead of against you. And the day that I shifted my focus, because I also used to focus more on what's wrong, what's limiting, what's the interference. But what we know about how the brain works, what ends up happening is you're programmed to always be looking for what's wrong and what needs to be fixed. So I like to focus on what do you want to be experiencing, creating, and the other gets kind of washed away with using my process. So it makes it a lot easier. So It's Never Too Late is true, as you obviously, and thank you for reading my book. You know, my mom taught me about it's never too late, because she went back to college when she was in her late 40s and early 50s, started a career in social work in her 50s. My mom also taught me it's never too late for love. My dad passed away when he was 56 from a heart attack. And she ended up attracting my stepfather, Ted. They had this amazing relationship and marriage for just shy of 21 years. They were together for 22 years when he passed away. And then my mom attracted another guy at the age of 82, And they had a relationship for quite a while until we found it necessary to move her into assisted living. And she even had a little something going on there. And she's in memory care now, but she was a great example. And I've had clients in their 70s who have lost a spouse and they attract love. I work with people that have wanted to do something more with their life. Maybe they've had success and they're like, is this all there is? Or they've been in a corporate position, but they want to have their own business and all points in between. So, and I do work with children too, but we're talking about it's never too late. I remember I was on a radio show. This is now quite a few years ago. And when we were talking, this happened to be a client of mine. And I said, well, what do you think your audience would like? And I must have said something about it's never too late. And she said, I want us to talk about that. Her audience were people in their 40s. And I went, seriously? People in their 40s are worried about if life's passed them by, they've missed their opportunity. Oh my goodness. So the point is, you're not alone. It doesn't matter what your age, what your circumstances. I believe in every fiber of my being that if there is something that you desire in your heart, it's your truth. I believe God places these desires within us when we come into this world so that we learn and we grow and we evolve and we contribute. And too many times, kind of like what you were talking about, Erica, we get caught up in life. I did. I got really smart, not necessarily by reading books or I went to my PhDs in life. I got some really tough lessons. And the good news is, for the most part, I've learned. I kind of say that carefully because it's like, no. I wish some of the things that happened would have happened easier. But today I'm grateful because what I can provide for people, which I'm also very grateful for.
And like you were saying, it's a journey. Life is a journey. And so if from these life experiences, we learn the lessons and we continue to grow and improve and follow our, you know, that fire burning within us, then it's all good. It's all good. And I think we don't hear those messages enough, you know.
Well, I think first of all, we don't take time to listen. And secondly, what's happened that the fire's gone out? And I think that is what one of the things I help people with is open them up so that they can hear what you just said, the inner pulls, the inner guidance, however you might receive it, and wake up those desires. And who hasn't had disappointment, failure, and heartache to some extent? And what I'm here to say, all of that can be released. And new neural pathways in your mind can be created so that you're really living in a very authentic, truthful place.
Yeah. I love the part in your book after each chapter where you give this prayer to God. And, you know, you just basically are having an honest conversation with God about each of those topics that you address. And I just feel like it's so powerful because when we're talking to God or this greater intelligence or greater energy, we're really talking to ourselves. And we're saying, you know, this is what I need, or this is what I want, or this is what I need to heal from. And that's so powerful.
Well, I think it's powerful in, first of all, acknowledging it. I think it's powerful in opening up to asking for help. We don't do that enough. And I do believe in a higher power. I happen to call that higher power God. But I have to be honest, I believe in angels. I believe I have guides. I believe there's a whole team that's been assigned to support me. And there are times I'm like apologizing, because can you imagine, this whole team is assigned to me, just like you have a whole team assigned to you.
I believe and, that. Okay.
And they're just sitting around twiddling their thumbs. It's like, oh my gosh, all we want to do is help her. And she's sitting there going, oh, what do I need to do? How can I possibly get a new client? How can I fill in the blank, whatever your issue is? I remember praying to God, could you please? Now, at that point, I was praying. I said, please, I know that you and my two dads, because my father and stepfather have since passed, have chosen somebody for me to share my life. And could we please make it happen sometime before my 85th birthday? And it did. It happened way before my 85th. But, do you notice the cynicism that was in that little piece that I just shared with you? And I know you wanted to talk a little bit about energy. There's an energy that either you are giving out love, receiving love, or you're putting up a barrier. And things like anger and frustration and worry and doubt and cynicism, guess what? Those are barriers. But words of kindness and love, ooh, now we're talking. And so to be able to just even be humble to say, I don't know how I'm going to dig out of this hole, but I'm going to trust little by little I will. Years ago when I had my accident, I did not know how I was going to dig out of my hole. But I just was willing every now and then to take a step. And in my case, that's interesting because I couldn't walk for almost 11 months. So I was crutch walking. But the point is, take a step. God in the universe rewards action. And so even if it's just getting out your journal and saying, I don't know what to do, because you also just want to get out the yuck that's inside of you, that's floating around in your body, your mind and your body. And the more that you can raise your vibrations, if you're happy and healthy, you're vibrating at a different level. You need to know that this world of energy was not my life prior to my accident, and it has become my life. And that's what I do. I get rid of that negative interference that pulls you down. And it's kind of like a beach ball. When you're the beach ball, but if you're trying to hold that beach ball underwater, it takes a lot of energy, doesn't it? So boy, we get rid of that. Whoop, there you go. And so that's what you want. You want to feel happy and encouraged and uplifted and hopeful and inspiring. I just recently shifted the title of my blog to the title of it is now called Miraculous Moments. And the reason that it came to me was just a couple of weeks ago, I was with my mom. And my mom's in memory care, and her dementia is significantly advanced. And she hasn't talked in months. So I was with her, and who knows what, we were sitting together, and suddenly she just says my name, Wendy. And, I was a little startled. I went, Mom. and then a little later, she said my name again. And I was like, oh my gosh, I never knew how amazing that moment could possibly be. And then 2 days later, I was back to see her and we had our little visit and I tell her stories. I show her pictures. I read pages out of my book, the nice parts. And so I'm getting ready to leave and I always give her a little peck and it's usually just on the lips. And I said, I love you, Mom. And she looked at me and she said, I love you too.
Aww.
And I was like, Oh my gosh. And one of her caregivers was with me in that moment. And even he was like, oh my gosh, I have not heard her say one single word in such a long time. And I've never heard her say that. And so I left with my heart so full, because that's all it takes. It's just a little moment for us to, you know, believe again, to have get filled up again, to be inspired. And so I'm starting to interview people and share their miraculous moments.
Because, I love that.
Because I think we're at a time, you know, we're, who doesn't want COVID to be over? But it's not. And I think it's really not. And we all wish that we didn't have to be careful, but we do. And I think having inspirational stories of miraculous moments may hopefully be just the medicine people are wanting today.
Absolutely. I love that story. That's amazing. It just, it warms my heart, you know, the one word that she would speak is, I love you too. I mean, that's amazing. One of the exercises, and we don't have a lot of time, but one of the exercises that you teach in the book is this loving yourself lean exercise. And I think people need to learn how to love themselves, because this, you know, idea of not being good enough, not being worthy, something being wrong, is really contrary to our human nature. And so can you speak just a little bit about it? Because I just want people to really begin to fully embrace and love themselves. That's really an essential piece.
It is an essential piece. We're typically our own worst enemies. And again, just begin. One of the exercises that it's in one of my books, you know, I'm going to have to read these guys after a while because I forget. It's called Care of the Animal. It was taught to me by somebody else many, many years ago. But you look at your hand and with love, you know, kind of like if you've ever had a baby or have held a newborn, you know, that's how my whole business got birthed. Is my son's Hebrew name translates to the miracle of life. And so, you know, you look at your fingers and it's like, oh my gosh, look at this. And just send it love. We know it's measured scientifically that our emotions evoke a certain level of energy. And when you show loving kindness towards your body, instead of going, oh my gosh, you know, I can't believe, fill in the blank, whether it be your tummy or your legs or the whatever. It's like, no, I will tell you a very quick story. Years and years ago, when I created my first Loving Yourself Lean workshop, I did for myself this exercise where you write a letter to your body and your body writes back. Well, I've always had larger thighs. So I wrote a letter to my thighs and I let loose. I said, why do you have to be blah, blah, blah? And then you change hands and then you see what your body wants to say to you. And what my thighs said changed my life in that moment forever. It said, how would you like to be looked at with eyes of hate? How would you like to feel like you're hated all the time? And I mean, it just came out of my pen and I felt horrible. Here are these legs that have been carrying me all this time. And I was saying I didn't like it. And so our bodies have a life force to themselves. You know, I think it's an echocardiogram a couple years ago, and it allows me to, as they're doing the test, I saw my heart in action, and that little sucker's running a marathon 24/7. I mean, how can I not appreciate what it's doing? You know, I've been able to go to this really wonderful little gym that's still very safe given our circumstances, and I love how my heart rate's able to go up, and I love how it's quickly able to recover. And I think, again, are you treating yourself with love and kindness, or are you bashing yourself and making your body wrong or making yourself wrong? And so in my work that I do with Loving Yourself Lean, I deal with the issues in your tissues that contribute to the junk in your trunk.
I love it. We got to end on that note. Can you please tell my listeners where they can get the book and find out more about you?
Sure. Well, the book can be found on Amazon. It's available in both Kindle and paperback. To find me, go to my website, wendydarling.com. You can email me, wendy@wendydarling.com. On my website, there's a place you can connect with me for a complimentary heart-to-heart. In the book, there are a couple of really great exercises that are going to give you your results accelerator. There's a special offer in there. So if there's just something that you're wondering and wondering if there's some way I might be able to help you, just reach out to me. That's what I love. I want you to be having the life you want.
Thank you so much, Wendy. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.